as the Lord directs, we'll just have a scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 6. Scripture reading come from Isaiah chapter 6, from verses 1 down to verse 13. Thereafter is when Brother Ken will have the time to preach. Isaiah chapter 6. This is one. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With pain he covered his face, and with pain he covered his feet, and with pain he did fly. 3. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here I am, send me. And he said, Go and tell these people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted, without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. Stop. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. 13, the last verse. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tenth tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. We'll sing the song, song number 73, Amazing Grace. Song number 73, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace has been the same. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Most blessed that God my heart to see. Most blessed my destiny. It is only when God touched the mouth of Isaiah, then when God said, "Whom should I send?" Isaiah hears the word of the Lord. But before it, Isaiah would have not heard the voice of the Lord. Let me hand over this time and tell you, Brother Ken, so that we should start preaching. But before we go, let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the USA, but afternoon here in Malawi. Thank you because of this plan that Lord you have made it through this technology, but you have allowed it to reach the souls that Lord you purposed it before the foundation of the world. And it is because of this plan of making the technology, you have managed to give this plan to the people so that those you purpose to life should hear the message. Touch Brother Ken when you will be preaching to the brethren, to the saints. Uphold him with your grace so that your name might be blessed and be exalted as it is worth it. We worship you and we bless your name. It is in the name of Jesus Christ and Him crucified that we worship and exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's your time, Brother Ken. Take the microphone.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Psalm 18. And I want to emphasize particularly verse 46 of this psalm and speak with you about the rock of salvation.
Psalm 18, 46.
ndipo muti wa kuzo lathu lipezikali angatekwa mbili ndi thanthwe la chipulumutso chathu.
There are many people that when you tell them that you're going to be preaching from the Old Testament, they think, well, we're going to hear a message then about the law or about morals. That's because they are yet untaught as to the true message of Scripture, both Old and New Testament, which is Christ and Him crucified. And secondly, many times when we tell people to turn to the Psalms, like we're going to do here in Psalm 18, they assume that this is going to be something we read to learn about David and about his struggles and try to draw lessons for ourselves and our practical lives.
And one really, when we go to the Bukula Masalimo 18, we go to the Bukula Masalimo, I'm going to go to the Freddy Pujasamu or Davide, Zimina Limbana or Davide, Kumanso di Pujasamu and Kodio, Meridian, you know, Makalina, we know in a Vinzaki. You may not come and see how many are going to go to Masalimo.
Just like this particular verse 46 of Psalm 18, where it says, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." Now, I'm sure that was true for David, and certainly by the Spirit of God, he looked to Christ as being his rock and Christ as being his salvation. But if we're to truly understand this scripture and any scripture, whether Old and New Testament, we must be given eyes to see how it all pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though David was writing from his experience about the troubles and the enemies that he faced, yet what we have here is prophetic of the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he endured as a man and the substitute of those sinners that the Father gave him for whom he came to give his life.
Amalemba mofanana ndi nyengo zimene amadutsamo iyeyo, koma Mulungu adamugwiritsa ntchito kuti ukhale uneneri onenera zimene Yesu Khristu adza kumanena zomthupi chifukwa cha anthu ake osankhidwa ndi chivuto chonse chimene adza kukwaniritsire anthu ake osankhidwa kuti osankhidwawo apulumuke.
The reason I know that these Psalms that we read, although written by David, yet Christ and His Spirit are the author of these words. When Christ was raised from the grave and He met those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, their eyes were holden. They were blinded so that they could not recognize him. But down in verse 25 and 26, we read where the Lord chastised them in saying, O fools and slow of hearts to believe, notice, all that the prophets have spoken. Now David was a king, but in Acts 2, Peter described him as God's prophet as well. The things that he wrote and sang as the psalmist of Israel, he did as a prophet unto the Lord. And so he says in verse 26 to them in Luke 24, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? And then look at verse 27, beginning at Moses, that would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But notice, and all the prophets, that's how all the rest of the Old Testament is summed up, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures, notice, the things concerning himself. So here in this one verse, now we have the key to not only reading the scriptures, but preaching them. So when we come back here to Psalm 18, and we read here in verse 46, I would like us to see this in the way that the Spirit of Christ directed David to write it, and that is, these would be the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in his suffering and in the flesh as he addressed his Father. So our Lord Jesus, here in Psalm 18 and verse 46, when he says the Lord liveth, he's addressing his Father and knowing that even as a man in the flesh, his Father, by his Spirit, dwelt in him bodily, and that everything he did was unto him the Lord.
za Yehova Mungu wako mwamba kulindi wotani kulindi wa moyo komanso amalalikira wa anfu kulingati iwo ali ake amulungu atatewa umulungu yungu wa moyo kona uli chifuja moyo mene uli ndatatewa wabine di mulungu wawo ama pangisa soli uo matubi awo kukara moyo ndama foro wazila foro wazila kuhira mtundu wa atate amene di mtumikira ulingu wa moyo.
Now we know Christ is our rock as our mediator, but God the Father was Christ's rock as a man who came to fulfill his law and justice.
Chibena mafuna kwa ufono kwa sababu ngati mwa kurubilia ine. Mene ne ulindi kare wa moyo. Umoyo wangu mene ndi marakurila kwa inuo. Ndima ulega kwa atate wanga. Amene jewa moyo wendi wendi.
That says here, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Jifake nusu ina yakuti. Nafezeke mulungu wa shibu mtsushanga.
Some might say, well, if Christ is God, or since Christ is God, why would he address his Father as God? Well, he did so as a man coming in the flesh to work out that salvation. He is confessing here, or expressing, that it is to that God that he looks, his Father, even for his salvation. In other words, that through his death, he would be delivered and exalted.
Kumwana mulungu munga wa moyo. Kumwana cheni cheni nchakuti. Pamene yeye amene kuti mulungu wanga wa moyo. Choyamba mafonokozera mene atate alili kumwamba. Chachiwiri amafonokozera za chimene yakabwerera munga munthu mthupi. Kuli ine ndabwera munga munthu mthupi. Kuli ndikagwira ntchito ya chipulumutso chonse imene ndi ntchito ya mulungu wa moyo. Kodi kuti chimene nchifala amene kuti
Yes, as the children of God, by the Spirit of God, we can read this scripture and see how it pertains to Christ for us. He certainly is the Lord that lives. He ever lives to intercede on behalf of that people that the Father gave him. And yes, he is that blessed rock of salvation for those for whom he paid the debt. But what we need to understand is that in order for him to be that for us, it was necessary that he himself satisfy his Father on behalf of those sinners that the Father gave him as a man.
Mm-hmm. Yesu monga muntu akwaniritse chikumbo ndi chifuniro cha Mulungu kuti onse amene adasankhidwa kale kale akalandiridwe kwa Mulungu. Kodi kuti kulandiridwa kwa anthu ochimwa adakalandiridwa pamene Yesu adakwaniritsa zonse zimene Mulungu adazifuna.
So when we read this scripture, we have a view here of what our Lord Jesus Christ would have prayed unto His Father as a man, as the mediator. He was blessing the Father as His rock, Himself. He was crying unto His Father as a man and a mediator to be His salvation. In other words, that when the work was finished, that God the Father would be satisfied with that work and therefore deliver Him from the death that He was to suffer. So even as David was writing this out of his experience of how God had delivered him from the hand of his enemies, in reality, the Spirit of God was causing him to express the very prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ that he, as a man, when he came, would cry and pray unto his Father.
You know, pamene Yesu kufula, pamene Davide, amalemba kukwiri, kulemba zindu zimena amazidziwa ndi kudutsamo, munyengo zowawa ndi chigonjetso chonse chakada kumana nacho. Ambuye adamtsogolera Davide, kuti alalikire, aneneleza kutsogolo, zimene Yesu adzakakumane nazo munga munthu, mthupi lake, kukakumanirana nazo chifukwa cha anthu ochimwa osankhidwa, kuti anthuwo apulumutsidwe.
That's why when you go back to other parts of this chapter, Psalm 18, you see how it fits our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, when it says there in verse 13, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave His voice, hailstones and coals of fire. It's describing the wrath of God that the Lord Jesus Christ would have had to endure on behalf of the sinners that He came to save.
When
in verse 15, David describes God's work there of wrath as channels of waters that were seen, and the foundations of the earth were discovered at Thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of Thy nostrils. It's given us a picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ had to endure, not for any sin in Himself, but for the sin of the people that He came to represent.
Amen. Verse 15. Ikuti, nivo zinaonega zoenda mu madzi nafukuka maziko adziko lapansi mwakudzudzula kwanu Yehova mwampumo wampweya wamfuno mwanu izizi apalankhula zo zimene Yesu Khristu azakumanena aso momva munthu kuti Mulungu adzafukula ndi mpweya wa mfuno mwake adzazunza Yesu Khristu chifukwa cha anthu ochimwa koma osankhidwa.
And then in Psalm 18, verse 16, it speaks of how God delivered him from that death. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Think of Jonah being delivered out of the belly of the fish. He, even as the scriptures say that Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, and then God brought him forth. Here it's a picture of Christ, who having spent 3 days and three nights in the grave, God delivered him, brought him forth.
Amen. Verse 16. Auri anatuma kuchokera mwamba anatidenga. Auri tauzwa Yesu Kristu, kunata mtumwa kuchokera mwamba kumpoleza udziko lapansi, kumtenga kumpitisa udziko lapansi. Anandi kuvula madza mbiri. Auri tauzwa kuti akulankhula za Yona, ndiye akakhalira pakati pa madzi. Ali mimba masoba, masiku atatu usana ndi usiku, kuti otsiku lachitatu sobe ndakabula mvula kumtunda, ndiyeno adali mkati mwa madzi, ndiyona amene adali mkati mwa madzi ali mimba masoba, masiku atatu. Zimenezi zimalankhula za Yesu Khristu, kuti adzakhala mu mtima wa dziko, adzakhala adafa, nukhala mkati mwa imfa, masiku atatu usana ndi usiku, adzavulidwa, nukhala ku bwalo.
Now it says there in verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy. We know that Christ had many enemies, but it's all summed up here under one enemy.
Verse 17. Akuri anandipulumusa ine kwa mdani wanga wa mphamvu. Mukumadziwa Yesu Khristu adali ndani kambiri, koma padali mdani mmodzi amene amapangisa ena kukhala kanaka Yesu Khristu. Ndi Mulungu akuti iye amene adapulumutsidwa Yesu kwa mdani wanga adapulumutsa ku mdani wa mphamvu amene amalimbana ndi Yesu.
He says, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. In other words, Christ in the flesh submitted, just like Peter preached, he said that it was determined by God in his eternal counsel, yet was delivered into the hands of wicked men to crucify and slay him.
Pakuti anandiposa mphamvu. Amalankhula za Yesu Khristu ali mthupi. Monga Petro muja adalalikira kumachita chapter 2 verse 23, yona kuti iyeyo adapachikidwa ndi uphungu woyikidwiratu ndi Mulungu ndipo adapereka mʼmanja mwa anthu ochimwa oseruzika kuti amuphe. Ndi Yesu mthupi adakumana ndi chivuto, adatsutsidwa, adasautsidwa monga munthu kukonzekera ku dziko la uzimu kuti akakwanitse chipachita kuzimu. Ndiye kuthumba adaperekedwa kwa adani amene adali kumuposa chifukwa adamvera chizuzulo ndi chizuzo chonse chimene anthu adamunenera ndi kumuchitira.
Now here again is where we need the Spirit of God to be our teacher, because we might read that and say, aha, yes, that was those religious Jews, that was Herod and Pilate, they took and they crucified and they slew him. But wait a minute. All of this that Christ endured was on behalf of the sin of that people that God purposed to save. So when I read this, I've got to say, I was that strong enemy. I was that one that hated him. And it was because of my sin that he suffered and died.
Amen. Mulungu anafunika atithandize, atichitire chifundo kutiphunzitsa kuti tiwaone malemba monga mmene alili. Chifukwa anthu ambiri akamanena kuti Yesu Khristu adaperekedwa kwa anthu ochimwa, anthu kumupha maliyehe, aulankhula zonse za Ayuda na Farisi amene adapha Yesu Khristu, ndikuti ine ndali woyera, ine ndine wabwino. Koma pochimbeni chete chimene ndiyenekera kudziwa, chifukwa chachikulu chimene Yesu adakumbatirana ndi zonse zonse, mchifukwa cha munthu ochimwa wosankhidwa. Now, chifukwa cha tchimo la munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa, ndikuti munthu uyo wochimwa wosankhidwayo, awo adali wongomuyimira kuti amuphere,
That's what the writer to the Hebrews declared in Hebrews chapter 2. And you can see in verse 13 the words of Christ, where he said to his father, again, I will put my trust in him. In other words, it took Christ trusting God, his father, as his rock and as his salvation through that work of salvation on behalf of his people. And he said, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. That's why he went through what he did, was because of those children, those sinners, that God had chosen from before the foundation of the world and given to his son. But it was necessary that he work out this salvation in their place.
Amen.
Now, how is it that any of us became sinners? Well, we know that Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and they fell. And so, behind this sin still is Satan himself. So you talk about the enemy that our Lord, that strong enemy that he endured, here was Satan himself tempting our Lord and seeking to cause him to fall, even as he did the first Adam, but he could not. That's why we read there in verse 14 of Hebrews 2, for as much then as the children, talking about those that God counted as children by his electing grace, are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, notice, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Now Satan, if we had to take him on, he would be too strong an enemy for us. But it's our Lord Jesus that took him on, looking to his Father to deliver him from that strong enemy once he had completed the work. He's speaking there of being raised from the dead.
Adam to Messiah, Sudan, but in this summer, Maromai, Maromai, Feo,
Now here's the glorious good news, that even as the Father was satisfied with the work of the Son and delivered him from death, in Hebrews 2:15, notice, at the same time, that is the deliverance of those for whom he died, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Amen.
Now, even more amazing here, it says in verse 16, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels. There are angels that he passed by, and never ever was there redemption ordained for fallen angels. That's it. He took on him the seed of Abraham. It's not talking about the physical seed, but all those that God has chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world, they are the seed of Abraham, because Christ is that seed that God promised Abraham. And so those are his seed in Christ. So the question is asked, why was it necessary for Christ, being God from eternity, to take on flesh and come and live and dwell among fallen sinners? So why was it necessary that Christ should come and live among fallen sinners? It certainly wasn't to try to save everybody like you hear preachers saying today. Hebrews 2:17 says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto, notice, his brethren. It was for these that the Father had given him, those that he calls his children, there in verse 13, that he came.
Kufanizidwa ndi abale mzonse abale wake ukawona amene anafanizidwa nawo sana mzonse ayi kuti akadzakhala mkulu wa nsembe wachifundo wokhulupirika mzintuzina kwa mulungu kutapele edipo lazo iba za antu kuna mwenela njifaza njifaka sedini ija imena ulindita maie chifoja njifaza njifaza.
And notice that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And then in verse 18, for in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, being tried, notice, he is able to succor, to help them that are tempted.
Amen.
That's why back here in Psalm 18, everything we're reading shows how he is that merciful and faithful high priest in what he endured. Yes, David writing from his own experience, but it was a type and picture of the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kora ulishimele tabili amalemba kuzindo zimene yada ziwona ni kukala mungi yungu zake. Chira alichituzi tuzi za zimene Yesu ata itawa nilise mtubi kukwani sila iwa osangilwa.
So when it says in Psalm 18:17 that they were too strong for me, it's only in this sense that he willingly submitted himself to be delivered into the hands of those wicked men for a time, that he might be crucified and slain as the Lamb of God. That's it. Yes, as far as we're concerned as sinners, that enemy is too strong for us. We can't even begin to answer to the law of God for our sin. We stand condemned. The only reason why Christ suffered and died was not because the enemy was too strong for him, but he submitted himself to the curse of the sin that his people deserved and submitted to it willingly, looking to his Father.
And
verse 18 puts a time frame on it. It says, they prevented me in the day of my calamity. It's like when they came to arrest Christ in the garden, he said, now is your hour. In other words, it was for that time that they were enabled to take him and to crucify and slay him, but for a time.
Sikula
But read on there in Psalm 18:18, it says, "But the Lord was my stay." In other words, the Father never took His hand off of His Son. It says in verse 19, He, that is the Father, brought me forth also into a large place. It's talking about His resurrection and ascension. He, the Father, delivered me, notice, because He delighted in me. He was satisfied with His work. You say again, well, how do we know this is speaking of Christ? Well, look at verse 20. This certainly didn't pertain to David when he said, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me." David couldn't say that.
Exactly.
No, it's because of the righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ came and earned and established that He is our righteousness. It's according to the cleanness of His hands that He was recompensed. And yet, in other words, that God granted salvation for that people that He came to save. And you can continue to read down through the rest of those verses that describe the righteousness that Christ earned and established on behalf of those sinners that He came to save. When He says, "I've kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God," it's talking about that perfection with which our Lord Jesus Christ lived His life, facing all temptation and yet without sin. He says for in verse 22 of Psalm 18, "For all His judgments went before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me." Verse 23, "I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity." There was no sin found in Christ. It was found on Him because He bore it for His people, but not in Him.
Ndipo ndinakhala wangwiro ndi iye. Ndipo ndinazisunga osachita choyipa changa. Apa pakuonetsera za Yesu ndungwiro wake kuti ndi Yesu yekha amene akhala kukhulupirika osati chako chimo pamaso pa Mulungu ndipo anakwaniritsa zonse ndi cholingaliro kupulumutsa munthu wochimwa koma wosapita.
How deep and profound is the word that even though David was writing this as the Spirit directed, but it was for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ, that seed that the Lord God would bring from His loins and set upon the throne. That's who is described here.
Amene Yesu Kristu, amene David anawalemba, koma kulemba chithunzi-thunzi cha Yesu Kristu, sisimenata kwakubulitse monga munthu wochiwa, monga munthu kupulumutsira anthu wochimwa koma osalipa.
But coming back to the text with which we started there in Psalm 18 and verse 46, we can see then how clearly this is our Lord Jesus' confession and joy to His Father, that because the Lord liveth, He's the living God, He blessed our Lord Jesus Christ as His rock, and He, God the Father, was the God of His salvation, whom He exalted, but that on behalf of this people that He came to save, sinners such as we are. The Son was the delight of the Father. In fact, that the three times that God the Father caused His voice to be heard from heaven when Christ was on the earth, it was the same thing. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He couldn't be pleased with any of us apart from His Son.
Ndipo Mulungu amakondwera ndi mwana wake yekha Yesu. Ndipo Yesu ali mdziko lapansi Mulungu adalankhulapo mawangapo kulankhula kuti uyu ndi mwana wanga wokondedwa mwa iyeyu ndikondwera naye. Kodi kuti Mulungu samakondwera ndi munthu wina aliyense amene ali pa dziko lapansi ngakhale inuyo amakondwera ndi Yesu Khristu yekha monga mwana wake.
I'm going to stop there for now and pray the Lord bless what we've heard, and Lord willing will come back again next week to the same subject of how Christ is the subject of all of Scripture.
I'll
turn it back to you.
We are so thankful to God because of this time. For sure, Brother Ken, I'm speechless. I don't have a word to say. Whatever you have been preaching, for sure it's really Christ.
Amen.
But I have ever, never even think that these verses can mean Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
And because of my sinfulness, I was one of the people who were thinking that he's speaking about me, about how I can do to be a perfect man. But today, Christ alone is to be exalted.
Amen.
Let us sing the song. Because of this last song, because of the message that we have heard, we're going to sing the song which speaks about the same very Christ in our local language, Psalm number 93. Tipa kipo number 93. I'll just cross over and translate its meaning. Ona ziyatu zikolanulo echifugwa echifugwa chaine tikuteje tikutetele tetele huko nyumba zao nyumba zao na kukana uye Yesu uye Yesu loa ni mkima nyumba yanu nyumba yanu ndikima kau uye Yesu Yesu loa ni mkima nyumba yanu nyumba yanu ndikima kau agumamba bo naimbitsa tu kukuleme kesani komamunga mwana sikomuna badwa munadzaje pesa uye Yesu, uye Yesu, loa ditima, nyumba yanu ditima kau. Uye Yesu, Yesu, loa ditima, nyumba yanu makau nyamaza akutego timbalame silinamo mokonamo kumamana mungu anali bidumba sibululu lulu atako